Joining us on the line now is Helene Fermont. After 20 years in London, she recently returned to her native Sweden, where she finds the unspoiled scenery and tranquility a therapeutic boost for creativity. She's back with us on the book show to talk about her fifth novel. It's called One Fatal Night. It's set in Norway, and a strong sense of time and place adds an atmospheric noir twist. Welcome to the show, Helene.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Hannah.
Pleasure. It's great to have you back with us. How have you been?
I'm okay. It's like everywhere with the pandemic. It's hard. It's quite distressing for a lot of people. My patients are getting increasingly more desperate because I can't see them in person. I have to basically conduct counsel. You know, everything I do with them, it has to be over Zoom. Meetings, calls, that kind of thing. Sweden doesn't advocate lockdowns, so instead people are being told we have to take responsibility, individual responsibility, and be loyal to our fellow humans. Whether that is going to work in the long run or not, I don't know. But it seems to work, sort of,
yes.
From time to time.
It's interesting times for sure. So you're working as a psychologist, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a practicing psychologist, so I work a lot with wonderful people with all kinds of problems and situations, and it's lovely, and I also write my books.
And you must find that with the interesting people that you meet or speak to on a daily basis, that without obviously using specific cases or people, of course, but there must be inspiration there for interesting characters for your books.
Yes. Yes, it's like a lawyer writing courtroom dramas, people, when you work with something the way I work with people, of course it rubs off, but I never ever base any of my characters on true people. They're purely fictitious, but yes, I draw a lot of inspiration from it and a lot of experience as well over the years with people from all kinds of backgrounds and traumas.
Yes. So this latest book, set in Norway, and it talks about a particular woman whose quest for revenge unearths a fatal secret from her past.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Astrid. So Astrid is the main character. And when she was very young, 10 years old, her mother was found dead one fatal night. And Astrid is consumed with avenging this man that she thinks is responsible for her mother's death. But she doesn't have any details. She was a child at the time. So what happens is that she travels from her birthplace in Bergen, and she goes to Norway, and she applies for a job at Daniel Holst's at his business, and she gets a job there as a secretary, and then all kinds of things start happening. And simultaneously, bodies are found. People are found dead, discovered dead, and an old case is reopened.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about Astrid as a person. What's she like?
Well, Astrid is a lovely young lady. She's in her 20s. She's very, very consumed by what happened to her mother all those years ago. She's had no one to look after her. She was fostered by people when her mother passed away. And her whole life has been completely absorbed by what happened that fatal night. And now she just wants to find out the truth and avenge her mother's death. She doesn't really have any clues. And her whole life, she will discover, has been built on a lie.
Gosh.
And when things start happening more and more and more, she realizes that everything and everyone that she's believed in and that she thought was true is just not true.
So tell us about this Daniel Holst.
So Daniel comes from the same place, the same part in Norway, in Bergen, and he's built a very successful life, and he's left behind a past that's quite shady, but he also has brought along his closest friend, Joel, who also is his security manager. So obviously when suddenly people from the past starts turning up dead, Daniel obviously gets very, very worried that things that he's left behind and buried are going to resurface and ruin his career, his life. He's a very, very big businessman in Norway, one of the richest and most influential. So for him, it is a shock to suddenly realize that the past that he left behind has come back to haunt him, simultaneously to Astrid turning up in his life and basically having her own motives for taking that job.
Yeah. So how much planning do you do before you start writing? Did you know exactly what was going to happen at the end of the book before you started?
I do have a premise for a storyline, but it's always my characters. And I don't really know, which is quite exciting, until I'm almost halfway through the book. I mean, I do know who's going to end up doing what, and I always love sort of open, happy endings. But no, I'm very intuitive when I write. So it's always my characters. They drive the whole storyline. But yes, I do know what's going to happen, but I change it if it doesn't fit in with my characters.
Yeah. And have you always worked the same way? Have you found a way that works for you and stuck with it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, always intuitively. So lots of ideas for storylines, but I always write biographies of each and every character, how they interact together and what the scenes must be of the story. And then I have the premise for a storyline and there you are. And then I always make it work somehow.
And are you quite disciplined with your writing? Do you feel like you go to work every day and write? Do you do a certain amount of hours?
Yes, I do. I always start very early before work. I always work on my books, blogs and short stories, novels, everything. At the weekend, I can't even remember when I last had a break with my family, to be honest. They're very, very nice putting up with me, but I love it. It's my passion. It's my work and my writing go hand in hand, in the sense that I didn't think I'd be as good as I am creating those characters and being true to them and giving their stories if I didn't do the day job that I'm doing. They sort of go hand in hand. So yeah, it's hard. It's a hard slog, but I'm extremely disciplined and I'm very, very, I persevere with everything. But like I said, I will start all over again if I find that something doesn't work with a story, then I'll just start again.
Yes.
So very self-disciplined, very determined and very, very stubborn.
Oh, no, I admire that. I mean, you need those qualities to be a successful writer, because so many people feel like they have a book in them and think, you know, it's a dream to write a book, but they just don't have the time. But you need to make the time, don't you? If it's something you really want to do, then you get up early, you stay up late, you sacrifice your social life and you just write.
Definitely. You have to do that. And then you have to sort of have some time to yourself when you finish a project. And I always say every time, I'm going to spend some time now with friends and catch up on stuff that I've missed out on, because I'm not the kind of author who can write with other people around me. So not in cafes or, you know, with family and friends. I have to have that space where I write in my home or in my office. So that's how it works. But no, I'm not sociable when I write, I'm afraid. And I don't even read other fellow authors' books, because I'm always a bit scared that I'm going to subconsciously be influenced by their writing. And so that's how it is. So for months on end, it's really isolating. But I do have my little fur baby. That's my cat, Teddy, a British Shorthair cat. And he sits faithfully next to me in his old wooden box or on a chair or something. He knows when it's time to go to work.
Oh, lovely. So do you stick to that then? When you've finished a book, do you have a break and spend some time with your friends and family before you start the next book?
I do, but it doesn't take long before the characters sort of come to me. So they come to me in the middle of the night. I have a notebook on the bedside table. And if I'm out and about, I carry a notebook with me. I just can't stop. It's a marathon. Every time I say I need some space in my head, but then they come to me, so I have to start the next project.
Yes, fantastic. Well, if people want to get a copy of your latest book, it's called One Fatal Night, and it's by Hélène Fermont, who we've been chatting to. Hélène, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Hannah, and I wish you all the best in Marbella, and I hope you all stay safe. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for speaking with me today.